It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The head of the International Monetary Fund is a Frenchman who was also considered to be a leading contender in France's presidential race next year. In fact, he was expected to announce his candidacy in the coming weeks. But the events at a New York hotel may have changed all that. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
France is reeling from the news that one of its most revered politicians and economists, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, is suspected of attacking a chambermaid as she was cleaning his hotel room. This morning, French news channels showed footage of a grim-faced Strauss-Kahn being led out of a Harlem police station in handcuffs. Plucked off of a plane that was ready to depart New York for Paris Saturday, Strauss-Kahn has spent the last 2 days in police custody. The events have shaken the French political world just a year before the presidential election. Martine Aubry is Secretary General of the French Socialist Party.
The news from New York has been like a thunderclap, and I, like everyone else, am completely stupefied. I ask you all to wait for the facts, respect the presumption of innocence, and above all, keep your decency.
The 62-year-old Strauss-Kahn, who has been positively identified by the 32-year-old victim in a police lineup, denies all the charges against him. Before the incident, France was abuzz with anticipation over the political aspirations of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, or DSK, as he is fondly called here.
C'est l'homme politique le plus attendu du moment. À quoi ressemble la vie de Dominique Strauss-Kahn?
A recent TV documentary gave viewers a behind-the-scenes look at his glamorous life as IMF chief. Many socialists viewed him as their savior after years in the wilderness. The party hasn't won a presidential election since François Mitterrand was in power in the 1980s. Recent polls showed Strauss-Kahn, a centrist, beating both President Nicolas Sarkozy and the new star of the far right, Marine Le Pen. But what's happened affects more than French politics, says news analyst Frédéric Delpeche.
It's also a disaster for France, because our image abroad is seriously tarnished. And it's a blow to the IMF, too, which is trying to deal with the Greek debt crisis right now.
Strauss-Kahn was to have met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin to talk about Greece. German officials are said to be extremely worried about the fate of the IMF and the euro in the wake of the scandal. Nominated by Sarkozy to head the IMF in 2007, Strauss-Kahn has been applauded for playing a key role in the European bailout plans and in weathering the storm of the world financial crisis, a near-perfect record. But Strauss-Kahn, who is married with 4 children, has a well-known reputation in France as a womanizer. In October 2008, he apologized for an error of judgment when he was caught having an affair with an IMF subordinate. An inquiry cleared him of abuse of power. DSK was asked about the incident in an interview.
Je crois que la vie privée, c'est la vie privée.
I think private life should remain private. And if that is to be respected, one shouldn't discuss it. I have no comment.
Marine Le Pen, president of the far-right National Front Party, minced no words in her reaction to events.
For years, there have been doubts about his repeated bad behavior towards women. But knowing about this pathology, some still chose to put him in a position of responsibility. I hold him completely responsible for France's exploding image abroad.
This morning, Paris was buzzing with the news. Brigitte Radier is buying a stack of newspapers. DSK is on the front page of all of them.
On pensait vraiment que c'était le candidat idéal.
He was the ideal candidate, and I wanted him as our next president. It is unimaginable that someone so brilliant could do something like that. It's like a bad American movie or something.
Radier thinks DSK may have been framed, saying she wouldn't put it past his political opponents. For now, she says, she doesn't believe the allegations against him, and like most French people, is waiting to hear from Strauss-Kahn himself. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.